Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You know, we talked recently about the impact of restricting cell phone use in our schools. And I was really grateful for some of the data points that were given to show the difference it can make. And, you know, another thing that I just talked about with my wife and, you know, my middle child is applying to colleges. And, you know, we were debating to what degree to talk about the impact of the pandemic in like a particular college essay. Because the truth is, for many kids, or almost all, it had an impact. So is it worth bringing something like that up in a college essay when everybody's dealt with it? I'm sure the admissions people are sick of it. But yet, if it had a specific particular impact, maybe it's worth it. It's a debate we just had. And Professor Morgan Donaldson from UConn has committed a lot of time to this particular issue. And we're really grateful to have her on the program this morning. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, it's interesting because I think we're pretty much the same age. And so I have, a perspective on this that, you know, I really, really am interested to hear what you have to say and what your research has found. I mean, you have a lot of titles here at UConn. So do I have to say them all or can I just call you Professor?
No, don't worry about it. You can just call me Morgan. That's fine.
No, it's fine. I'll give you Professor for sure. And Connecticut's lucky to have you. So in terms of the research you've done, and you do a lot of stuff in education leadership too, but in terms of like the impact of the pandemic and where we are, it's just, I don't know, can you give some sort of overview? And then we can go by some demographics after, but where are we?
Yeah, well, that is a great, great question. And so we really took a major hit from the pandemic. And the first area I want to talk about is just sort of the basic getting kids to school. So chronic absenteeism really increased as a result of the pandemic. It was about 15% of students were chronically absent before the pandemic. And the definition of chronically absent is missing more than 10% of the school year. So that's about 18 days. And I know it's difficult to get kids to school. I have a 15-year-old right now. I was battling him just an hour ago to get him out the door on this rainy, dark day. And it's very hard to get kids to school. It was about 31% of kids nationwide were chronically absent in the 21-22 school year, right? Sort of as the pandemic was kind of really hitting its high point. And then it's gradually bounced back from that there. On the academic side, we took a major hit as well. So students on average lost about half a grade equivalent in math between 2019 pre-pandemic and 2022, and then about a third of a grade in reading, although the slide continued after 2022. So it's amounted to about half a grade that on average kids lost due to the pandemic. So that's where we are. It's a pretty major impact.
You know, I was curious if you could talk about us. I'll give you like a choice to pick your demographic, right? So say in 2021, a kid was pre-K all the way through high school, or say in 2021, public versus private school, or say in 2021, you know, racial or socioeconomic demographics. Like what's like stands out to you in any of those options in terms of like who was impacted the most or the least or the most dynamic thing to look at?
Yeah. So we know there are a couple of different things. So we know that low-income kids really suffered tremendously in the pandemic, and all those gaps that schools have been working so hard to narrow. So the gap between middle income or middle/higher income and lower income, the gap between Black or African American students and white students, the gap between Latino students and white students or Asian students, ELLs, special education students, all of those gaps widened over the pandemic, and which is very concerning to me. And also in the recovery from the pandemic, the kids who are upper income, upper middle income, the kids who are Asian, the kids who are white, they have tended to bounce back much more readily than students of color and the low-income students and students with disabilities as well. So it's very concerning, and those kind of gaps widened over the pandemic, which is a real, real problem for us.
Yeah, I mean, and in some ways, if you had to guess, you might guess that. I'm curious, is that, you know, because when it comes to public school and versus private school, you know, what's the basis of it, in your opinion?
I mean, I think it's multiple things. It's not just one thing. I mean, one major contributor was that schools and school districts that tend to enroll higher percentages of kids of color and low-income students were closed, were remote much longer than schools and school districts that enroll lower percentages of kids of color and low-income students. So that that remote learning effect it is definitely still impacting the scores and the learning of those kids who were remote longer. So that's just one area where kids who were able to get back into school learning with their peers and with their teachers sooner suffered a lesser negative impact of the pandemic.
We're talking with Professor Morgan Donaldson, and again, from the University of Connecticut, and has done a lot of research and work, but you also do a lot of research and work on education leadership. And this is a big question, and it's probably unfair, but there's so much discussion, you know, with Linda McMahon and the Department of Education and trying to decentralize that. And, you know, I'm very concerned about our public schools, and I think there's not blame, but responsibility on both sides, both, you know, families, teacher unions, administration, I don't know. But, you know, if you could do, this is such a hard, but I mean, you can't fix the system in 90 seconds here. But like, if you could do like one or two things that could get us on a better path, like in your opinion, what would they possibly be?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, I mean, one big thing would be to increase the availability of tutoring for students. There's a lot of research that suggests that high dosage tutoring can move student learning and move student achievement. And this is something that districts and states have invested in. They used a lot of their federal relief funds to invest in tutoring, and it's worked. So I would say, as these funds dwindle, that school districts and states should reinvest in that because that's really been shown to have an effect. I think also what we're seeing, you know, in terms of the bounce back from the pandemic, the kids who were the kids at the highest levels of performance, you know, 90th percentile and above, 75th percentile and above, they are bouncing back. Their scores are, especially in math, pretty similar to how they were in they're above how they were in 2022, and they're almost back to 2019. But it's the kids who are 50th percentile and below who are falling more behind. So with this high dosage tutoring, I would recommend just really focusing in on that group. I think the other thing is, like, looking at middle school and high school. because these are the places where we see the persistent effects, the most, the kind of most pronounced persistent effects in student performance. So really focusing interventions at middle school and at high school in math and reading, that would really pay off. And I think going back to the chronic absenteeism, we still have it. So it was 15% before the pandemic. It's now down to about 20%, but that last 15% is pretty stubborn. Yeah. And in some districts and in some states, it's higher. So I think really and really targeting that issue as well, you know, kids that can't learn if they're not at school.
Yeah.
And so, you know, getting kids to school is a really big deal. And in Connecticut, we've had great success with the LEAP program, which involves home visiting and just some really tremendous positive effects of home visiting with the families of students to get them to school and to solve the root problem. Is it transportation? Is it health? Is it some other factor? Is it, you know, the need to work to support one's family? So just identifying the root problem and going after the root problem and really emphasizing the connections, the personal connections between teachers and administrators and students. And that's what's going to get kids to school. The more that they have personal connections with the adults in the building and with their peers, the more they're going to want to get to school.
You know, I'm sorry to cut you off. We're
solving those problems.
We're super over on time. If people want to read more about this, Morgan Donaldson, it's MORGAEN. If you just go Morgan Donaldson and UConn on your Google search, you can come up. We found the piece in the UConn newspaper, and it was really helpful. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you, too.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.